Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Using their extensive experience, knowledge, and success in the world of tax strategies, real estate investing, and other wealth vehicles, Jim and Lorraine use their straightforward, big-hearted style to guide thousands to ignite their unique wealth formula. With decades of success designing and implementing customized wealth solutions, they appreciate that success is truly about education, support, and the art of supercharging your unique style of wealth accumulation. Hey there, Jim and Lorraine. Welcome to the show. So nice to see you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yes, I'm super excited.
We are really excited.
Really excited. So Lorraine's been on the show before. And ladies, I've met Jim several times. We're all in a mastermind together. So I'm so excited to share the two of them together. Lorraine is so brilliant, shared such good stuff about the CARES Act. Them together. This is like when you say 1 + 1 = 11, right? They're such an incredible power couple. 1 + 1 = 2. It equals 11. And that is in fact true. Anyway, so I'm so happy to have both of you with us today. So let's just start with a little bit about kind of the story of how you put this company together. You guys cover a lot of really good stuff. You cover all sorts of strategy around real estate. I remember when I first talked to Lorraine, my first thought was, oh my gosh, where have you been all my life? Right? Because you talk about all these different strategies. And the one that I am currently engaging you guys for is taxes. So let's talk about sort of how that piece started for you.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start and you can add. It kind of organically came together. We met in the business. Yes.
And my first thought was, where has she been all of my life?
I know, Lorraine, you do this to people.
In the business 32 years ago, this year it will be 32 years. And we were working at an insurance company. We started our own company in 1996. We worked 10 years side by side with a CPA. And along the way, we started investing in real estate. My father's a contractor. He always had real estate. So we had the real estate going on the side. We had our business working. We're learning about taxes. And we're finding that there was an enormous amount of money in the tax return. And we're just like, oh my gosh, I was kind of like frustrated. Like, why are people talking about this? Even in our own situation, when we got our taxes done, our CPA said, you know, you could have saved $18,000 if you had this type of structure. And we're like, and now you tell me after the fact? Mm-hmm. So we just kind of opened our eyes to, we really have to spread the word and educate people and let them know that there's better ways of doing things so that you can keep much more money in your pocket. And then getting the education on real estate, not just investing, but understanding how to maximize your real estate portfolio, feeding in the tax strategy and with the real estate and with the business, because we're business owners, entrepreneurs, it kind of all over the last three decades came together in kind of like a recipe, you know, putting a recipe together and going, oh my gosh, this tastes really good.
I love that. So you guys, you look at taxes differently, right? You are business owners. You two personally, you're not CPAs. You have a CPA team, true?
Right.
So you kind of marry the business mind with the CPA mind, which I really love. So talk to us a little bit more about what makes you different or your team different from other accountants.
Well, I'm going to jump in here and I want to dovetail into something that Lorraine talked about. And that was how we came to be about how we are. And that was, we learned by working side by side with CPA. Mm-hmm. And we learned an enormous amount working with that man and his practice. And what we found was that by doing the tax strategy, we were having a greater impact than we were working with people's assets. So we've learned to turn our world upside down and work from the tax down. Now, what makes us different is there isn't a class out there. There's not a designation out there that says you're a tax strategist. You would think, and this is where people disconnect, you would think that being a tax expert, a CPA, would make them naturally a tax strategist. And that is decidedly not the case. What we have found is that my analogy is a sports analogy, okay? If you think of your CPA as your defense player, they're preventing points by defending the goal, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. And if you think about their language, that's how they operate. Can I defend this with the IRS? Does that make sense? Can we justify it? Those are the kinds of words that you hear from them. They're defense players. They're not putting points on the board, though. That's our job. So if you're using a soccer analogy, think of your CPA as the goalie. Think of us as the kicker, right? The point, the guy that gets the ball and puts it into the other net to score points. So we came to how we're about. We came about how we are, I should say, by organic growth. Most of it from our own painful experience. You know, when you're trying new recipes in the kitchen, it's always a mess in the kitchen. And what our clients get to enjoy is the fact that the recipes are all nicely laminated in cards. We've gone through, we know how long to leave things in the oven. And that is literally the biggest difference, is we are the people that are putting the strategies in place before the taxes are due.
That's what I was going to say, is that other people have brought it to our attention that said to us, do you know why you're unique and why you're different and why you have success? And I'm like, tell me why. And they say, because we focus on the implementation. Mm-hmm. So when you meet with somebody and they said, you know, you could get a entity, you could maybe do a cost seg on your real estate, you could deduct a certain way, or your accounting, your 6,000 pounds on a vehicle and all of these things, what happens is there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of information on the internet. And then it's like, who do I trust? Where do I go? What is the right fee? And it's like, okay, I get an entity, really? Okay, so which state, the state that I live in? And for example, if I get an LLC, is it a partnership? Is it a disqualified partnership? Is it, do I file as a sub S? Do I file as a C corp or what? And there's all these other questions that people are left with going, okay, I got information, but who has time? Who has time to sit with me, hold my hand, and say, this is too complicated. It's too much. And then my CPA tells me to get a S corp, but my attorney tells me to get an LLC. Mm-hmm. So which one is right? And so what we like to do is get both parties on a joint call together and discuss it. Let's get all on the same page. So we're very advocates about teams, getting the right team on your side, working together collaboratively, and not having to redo, you know, your strategy, and focus on implementation. So almost all of our time is focusing on implementing the strategies.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free.
I love that. What I love is that if you're working with a tax strategist, you have all of the team members available to you and they all understand similar strategies and they're having conversations. So I'm not talking to my lawyer, bringing information to my CPA. I'm playing the middleman and with me not knowing what the heck I'm talking about in the first place, which is why I need them, right? So we've got a middleman that's educated, that's doing it themselves and understands the process. My question to you is, in the past 5 years for me, I've been using a tax attorney. And this speaks to what Jim was talking about. The reason I used a tax attorney is because he's on my side, not on the IRS's side. So he's not playing defense. He's playing business coordinator for me, right? And part of what he does for me, if I were to ever get audited, is he represents me in court and that sort of thing. So they kind of handled that whole picture. Jim, what you were saying about how we're not playing defense, we're actually doing an implementation, right? You're actually making the goals, right? So how does that work? Because you are a CPA firm. Their responsibility really is to the IRS, right? So could you speak to that a little bit more?
Sure. As a matter of fact, my next appointment this afternoon, I'm going to be sitting down with a CPA who only has about 40 years of experience of advanced planning. Okay. And I'm going to be sitting with him to review a tax strategy for a client. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I cook up all the good ideas that I think would apply to this client. Mm-hmm. And then we sit with our CPAs and we edit them. This would work, but less of it. This would work. Let's do more of it. This won't work at all. This works brilliantly. So we go through and we do the checklist, right? And when we do that, we now have a tested strategy. We also put it in writing. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about this is now the client has something to hold on to. I want to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different strategies. I've got the rules. I've got the description. I understand it. If I want to read the document, most of our clients browse it. They don't actually read it. Okay. But now they have a deliverable that they understand what the tax team is supposed to do. But here's a critical element. The tax team also gets a copy of it, so they understand what the taxpayer needs. So if you were our client, and we're looking forward to working with you, by the way, you would get a deliverable that tell you all the strategies. Well, guess what? The tax team gets the same deliverable so that when they're looking over the tax organizers, oh my gosh, there's like 50 pages of questions nobody knows how to answer, okay? So you do your best, you send it in. Our tax people look at this stuff, they see the strategy and they don't see the information they need. They now know there's a disconnect. Reach out to the client, ask them the information. It's like, oh, okay, no problem. How big is your house? Oh, it's this big. How big is your studio with the lovely rice paper, you know, screen in the background? We learn all about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that all goes in there. And you can see immediately that there's an enormous amount of connection. Imagine for a minute that we're sitting with you as our fresh client and we suggest, oh, guess what? Your tax strategy calls for a C corporation. Do we have a network partner that knows how to set up C corporations? And that in fact, that's their focus and they're very, very good at it? Of course. They're already exercised and working with us as part of a team. That's the thing that really helps with the implementation. Everyone in the network already been through the process, already knows. You don't have to explain it. It's one and done. Once you go, I approve of this strategy, then it's off to the races. Everybody knows how to do what they got to do.
So in the case of an audit, do you guys support your clients? And how does that look?
What it looks like is we take a 40-year CPA and we put that 40-year CPA between us and the bad guys.
Okay, got it.
Okay,
yeah.
And that 40-year CPA will handle most audit questions. Remember, every strategy is A, legal, B, approved, C, all the documentation is in the strategy. Mm-hmm. So literally, it's like here's the homework. Where's the mileage log? Where's the this log? Where's the that log? We collect the data, put the data together. We go and we handle the audit. Okay. So absolutely. Now, you should also know, this is one of my favorite questions. Is it a red flag?
Yes. I hear this all the time. Monika, that's a red flag. Don't do that. Don't write that off. That's a red flag. That makes your return auditable, right? So many write-offs I haven't taken because of that.
Guess what? Not true. It's a myth. The thing that is more likely to cause an audit than anything else is the size of the numbers on your tax return. Mm-hmm. The larger the numbers, the more likely you're going to be audited. I mean, think about it. Logic. If you are a tax auditor manager person, would you audit somebody who had a $50,000 tax return, or would you audit the guy with a $500,000 tax return?
Mm-hmm.
$500,000 all the time. Now, what this tells us is that we have, roughly speaking, a 3% chance of audit. Mm-hmm. Think about that. So if you went to Vegas and you knew you could pull that handle on the one-armed bandit and you had a 97% chance of winning, how often would you be pulling that handle, right? So we don't want to push the IRS, but we want to do everything that we're legally entitled to. And that's what the strategy is all about.
It's about following the rules. Another thing that I see is that when there's errors, like we had somebody who double expensed something, or there's not a matching item, when it's not matching, then of course the IRS is going, why is this not matching? You got a 1099 for X amount of dollars, but you reported a different number. Mm-hmm. Those type of things. They're just errors.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
One thing I would say, though, from my experience, is that when people have very clean accounting and they have clean books, they either have a bookkeeper or they're doing it themselves, but they're using, you know, like a QuickBooks process. You get clean P&Ls, no commingling of money in your corporate checking account or your real estate, keeping the real estate separate from your personal checking account where you pay your groceries and your bills. You got to keep your real estate separate. When you have clean accounting, then it's so much easier process than going through an audit. When it's commingled and muddy like that, it's a nightmare.
Do you help people to understand what all of those things are? Like, what is it exactly that we need to avoid this idea of commingling and stuff like that? Because I think it's bigger than just the account that you pay your groceries and your business account. I've got 5 different businesses, right? So there's intricacies to that too. And do you help guide people on how to make that less muddy?
Well, what we do is typically we'll ask people, do you have a bookkeeper?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a separate checking account? Just starting off with the basics of having a separate checking account. When people ask us about those questions, we will go through and go deep. But when they don't ask us, because we're covering so much material and so much education, that everybody's so different. Some people have different specific needs and goals that they want to know answers to. They might be selling a property and they're like, I don't want to do 1031 or whatever it is. It's all over the map.
Got it. Okay.
Yes, we will help the people as much as we're able to help the people. What we would do normally with bookkeeping is we'll bring in somebody who is a CFO level bookkeeper and have them audit the books and let us know exactly what they see. To tell you how that worked, I just spoke with the client today. Last year, we brought in our bookkeeper, and a bookkeeper was trying to be very, very nice to the client, very, very politely pointed out that there was some small changes that they needed to make in the bookkeeping. Turned out there was $540,000 worth of loss carryforwards that they had never reported. And the bookkeeper found this error. They saved taxes on over $500,000.
Wow.
Like, it can be very, very valuable to have somebody go through and make sure the books are nice and neat. Somebody with an accounting background, not just a bookkeeper.
Got it.
Oh, so, very good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. So,
I got excited because it's life. It's a good point.
You got ladies who are listening to this. You really do need to actually go watch this on YouTube or Roku. These two are so funny together to watch. Okay, so Tell us what kind of person should engage you, and does it matter where a person lives?
No, it doesn't matter where a person lives. They can live in any of the 50 states. Okay, so we're nationwide. Mm-hmm. And so it was, where do they live? And
what kind of person should engage you, your guys' services?
Definitely people who are alive. That's the first criteria.
Typically, the people who have more complex and multiple returns have greater value. It's the more opportunity on saving taxes is obviously a greater value. If you can mm-hmm. save $500,000 in taxes, that's great. But there's no minimum. Yeah. We work with everybody.
Yeah. Lorraine and I, we went through a season where we weren't the financially successful. This is way back when we were quite young. And we remember what it was like and how it was when we got treated well and we didn't get treated well. And we made a commitment that we weren't going to treat people based on their checking account. We were going to treat people based on who they were and provide as much value as possible.
I love that. Thank you. So let's talk about costs. What is this going to cost? And are you going to give Blissful Investors a special deal?
Oh, yes.
They're going to be blissful.
The good. That's what we're looking for.
All right. So to do an evaluation actually takes us quite a bit of work. The process is we reach out. We're going to have the link. You go to the link. It'll be a pink link.
Okay. It made a landing page, especially for my community. And as we were talking about it in the green room, I was like, it has to be pink. So, so that's what that reference is.
Yes.
So they will have the opportunity to say, raise their hand and say, yes, I would like to have my taxes evaluated to see if there's in fact any money to be saved. The evaluation does take time, does take effort. It's normally $497. And how much are we charging the Blissful Investors?
Well, we've discounted it to $97.
So that's the deal you ladies are getting. When you go to the website, which is blissfulinvestor.com/tax strategy, that's where you will get the free report where it says last minute tax deductions is the free report, right? Is it for 2022? I get mixed up because we're at the beginning of the year. So last minute tax
2021 and that they will be useful for 2022.
Perfect. So both. Good, good, good. That's awesome. So you do get that free report. So definitely go check out the site. And then you also get the additional benefit of 80% off of an actual consultation with them. So again, that website is blissfulinvestor.com/tax strategy. Did I say that all okay? Did I miss anything?
Perfect.
Good. Okay, great. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we go into the three rapid fire questions?
Nope.
No, you know, I'm just looking forward for people to save taxes so they can turn around and invest the money.
Buy more real estate.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And actually, that's the big thing, right? That money is for our businesses. It's saved for our businesses. Grow your fempire. That's what I'm calling it now. Your real estate fempire, right? Become a real estate mogul. That's awesome. And it's good to understand that this is a business strategy, right? So yes. Thank you for mentioning that. All right, you guys, are you ready for our three rapid fire questions?
Yes.
All right. So super tip on getting started in real estate investing.
Okay. First thing, you have to understand that getting started in real estate means moving. I don't care what you do. There's no shortcut. It's get moving. If you're in action, you can do something. You can do wholesaling. You can do sandwich leases. You can save money and buy income properties. You can use your tax savings to help you save for your real estate. Get in motion. That's the bottom line.
I love that. And then what is one strategy on being successful in real estate investing?
Saying yes to your wife.
Yeah. The really, really good advice. We need the guys to hear this.
For me, I would say it's managing the manager. Mm-hmm. But before you manage the manager, really do some serious due diligence mm-hmm. in finding the right manager. Because you can have the most amazing property in the great area, great rents, and just have terrible management. If the management's not responsive to the tenant's going to move out. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to have a vacancy and then the property's going to go downhill. And so management is like critical. Yes. So managing the manager is really important and making sure you have the right manager.
And make sure that they're going to be responsive to you, the investor.
Right, right. And some of that has to do also with, I know that you guys do turnkey properties. You don't do them, but you help people to find them, to be working with teams that find you properties that have leverage, right? In real estate, we love to talk about leverage. And part of that leverage is our relationships, right? And so if you're going with a turnkey operator or something like that, they have many properties. So they can put pressure on the managers if things start to go sideways.
So we actually do have vendors and with properties with turnkey. We've already done the due diligence and we have experience and we have our own properties with these vendors. Mm-hmm. So
the last appointment, what was the cash on cash return for that last investor?
It was about 20% cash on cash return. And we also have amazing non-recourse lenders, which we can explain another time.
We have to talk much more. Yes.
Yes.
We've got lending and turnkey and notes and self-directed IRAs and so many amazing things.
Yes.
And this is why I was like, Lorraine, where have you been all my life? Because they've got all the different pieces and you've got access to them in kind of one place. Like
it's a network. We've developed
collaboration.
It's the network has developed over many, many years, over decades. And so somebody said to me, do you know how valuable your address book is? Of course, we don't have address books nowadays, but what I'm talking about, your network, your Rolodex. And I was like, I didn't really pay attention because I've just been doing my job and working and expanding and getting all the pieces and all the people to bring it all together to create great success.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right. Okay. So both of you, I'd like both of you to answer this. What is one practice that you do daily that contributes to your personal success?
For me, it's saying yes, dear, multiple times a day. And staying very close to our real estate vendors and various network partners.
Yeah, he does that. And because we don't want to butt heads, we do different roles. Although we both meet with people, we have different roles in our business and working together. So one thing for me is I focus on the critical things that I have to get done for the day before I even open an email.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to get control of each day and stay focused and accomplish what I said I was going to accomplish.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. Thank you for that, you guys. That was awesome. So we do have extra ladies. We're going to be talking about the Augusta rule. And the Augusta rule is a tax write-off that nobody seems to know about. And it's so interesting because when I did my tax evaluation, Lorraine was like, Monica, I know you've heard about the Augusta rule. Why are you not using it? I was like, can I use it? I'm like, just a little guy. Like, what is this? I don't know. And in fact, it could have saved me, I think it could save me like $20,000 in taxes. We just ran the numbers. So I'm super excited about it. It's so simple and it's available to so many different people that wouldn't expect it. So that's one of those little strategies that is so often missed and it shouldn't be. So we're going to actually talk in detail about that in extra. Did you guys want to add anything to that?
No, I'm looking forward to speaking about that in your extra.
Extra. Yay. Okay, good. So ladies, if you are subscribed to Extra, stay tuned. You get to hear about the Augusta rule. Yay. If you would like to subscribe to Extra that you have not yet, go to realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com. The first 7 days are free. So get in there. Like seriously, this is the time to do it. realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com. And then if you don't love it after 7 days and you've gone through the content, of course, you know, you get to make that choice. So for those of you that are leaving Jim, Lorraine, and I now, I'm stumbling over my words because I'm so excited about Extra. But, but for those of you that are leaving us now, thank you so much for joining us for this portion of the show. I hope you enjoyed it and got great value. And I look forward to seeing you next time. And until then, remember, Goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.